Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's a mucking fun day. It's the 25th day of July. July's almost gone. 2022, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 87 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 94 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It'd be a cooker, I guess. Hide inside with your air conditioner, I guess, is best advice you can give on that shit. It ain't as sure as hell is it no moisture, and it's getting drier every day. It's unbelievable. Let's see what we got going here. White House announces $270 million military package for Ukraine. See, I thought I was going to miss a week and not get to tell about a multi-million dollar fucking package. You know, fucking $100 million here, a billion there, 500 million there, another billion there. You're starting talking some real money here. This is fucking goddamn bullshit, and we're going to talk about it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, for last week, we'll have another... $200 or $300 million this week. We have to pay our masters over there in Khazarian land. I mean, this is fucking bullshit. I mean, our people keep getting worse off every fucking day. They're shipping our shit out of here. I guess we let them ship a goddamn army in. They figure they can just ship our fucking goddamn resources out so that we can't even fucking make the products we need to fucking crush them. And we're just sitting here, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, that's right. We're allowing it. That's what we do. They're allowing Americans. It's from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The White House announced Friday that the U.S. is spending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. The last, everybody's talking about, these are showing up on the black market. What fucking black market? You know, you have a fucking goddamn mass majority in this country who want to turn it upside down and shake the shit out of it and get these fucking communists and these fascists and these fucking capitalists, all of these fucking thieving motherfuckers out of here. And I mean, well, get them hung. Get rid of them. Get them off the goddamn planet so we can fucking live a life again. And yet you see nobody wants to come and help us. Because the people who would help us have already been disarmed, and the people who disarmed them, hell, they'll arm Saudi Arabia, they'll arm fucking Yemen, they'll arm fucking, countries to kill little kids, they'll arm the fucking Israelis so they can go down to the Gaza Strip and blow phosphorus on little children. They'll arm them. And you talk about that freedom. Freedom is something these motherfuckers do not want worldwide. This is the international corporate mafia. And fucking, if we beat their ass down and we fucking destroy them like we should have done already. Hey, fuck, man. There's nobody. Nobody gets to be big boss. Everybody gets to live their fucking life as they fucking want to. And anybody fucks with you, you have the fucking law of December 15, 1791, the unalienable law, to fucking protect yourself and prosecute your life and be happy. 270,000 in your security assistance to Ukraine. My fucking ball sack. We're finally get around to where that money went. It went in a black hole. We've already been told it's went in a black hole. But then, well, can't we trace that money? Well, somebody forgot to put any tracing fucking, you go down to the bank and get a $5 bill and they'll trace it down to your local store 100 fucking miles away. And they'll mark it down, but they can't trace this fucking money. You're going to find out. It was done on pallets and stuff. It was done in a hurry. You see, all this is just fucking pure theft, people. If you can't figure that out, you're fucking stupid. $1 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium range rocket systems and tactical drones against those that are supposed to be on the black market. I don't see him fucking end up in the hands of fucking American nationals. We're the people that the fucking evil, dirty doers of this fucking country do not want to have. And what we already have. We built the shit. We were the fucking brains behind the operation. That's why you want rid of our fucking asses, isn't it? You know we're the ones that'll wipe your fucking ass off this goddamn planet. Completely wipe your ass off this planet. And do it knowing that, you know, we're wiping the people off of this fucking planet. But goddamn knowing that we have to do it, it's just necessary as shooting a rabid fucking dog. The latest tranche, and that's what it says, tranche. I mean, that was a new word I picked up about a couple of weeks ago. They had a tranche. What is a tranche? I guess it's a situation. How about the latest situation? Why don't we use this tranche? Let's change the look. They've tried to change the fucking language every chance they get to try to make something mean something else, because this is the fuckedest language in the world to fucking, if you want to fucking, of course, dabble in law or what might have you. It is a fucked language. You better fight. The language is the toughest fucking part to get over. The latest tranche, whatever a tranche is, I mean a trench, we know what a trench is. Maybe you don't want to try and sound like a trench. How about the latest situation brings the U.S. total U.S. security assistance commitment to Ukraine by the Biden administration to $8.2 billion. Like I said, give me 100,000 here, 100,000 there, billion here. Pretty soon you start talking about some real money here. We're getting close. $8.2 fucking billion dollars. And I said no. As an American national, I said no. I don't want them to have one fucking thing. Do they have a yes from any fucking American national that's calling themselves, that understands who they are, that is an American national, that would have to give the consent? Do they have one person's consent like that? No. Because if you went out and you voted and they're calling that your fucking consent, you don't know who you are. You don't know what you are. You're a fucking goddamn dead-headed fucking subject fucking slave. They grant you privileges, and they can take your privileges away, or they grant you fucking what the hell they call it? Privileges. They grant you privileges, which they can take away. That is not freedom. And you people that get the, you get that privilege, you feel, you sit up there, you sit up tall in your rig, I got this privilege. You're a fucking punk. Because the same people that gave you that privilege can fucking take it away from you. Fucking American National, their fucking rights are abso-fucking-lute, and they have the right to enforce them on the spot. I mean, blow their goddamn head off right on the fucking spot where they try to violate the right. You don't go through a system of fucking appeals to get to the goddamn main law of this goddamn land. You fucking cite it, and if they fucking try to go past that, you blow their fucking ass away, and then six... Or 12 of your fucking fellow Americans look and say, well, he was violent. He told them to stop it, and they didn't do it. He shot him. That's what he's supposed to do. That is not only your that's not just your right. That's your fucking duty. $8.2 billion and is being paid for through $40 billion in economic security. $40 billion fucking dollars. Our way, look how our people are living. I mean, what the goddamn hell does it take for people to wake up? It's not, yeah, and I feel like it's another fucking circle. We've come, you know, you keep coming circles back to the same fucking thing. When can the people are fucking wide awake. The people are failing to fucking act. The people are, they feel the outrage, but they're failing to act upon that outrage because they're scared of the fucking, you know, they're scared of the fucking surveillance of all the shit that would be fucking put people in fear. You can't figure that little fucking thing out and fucking do something about it, huh? You built the son of a bitch. You went to the schools to fucking learn how to fucking put the fucking ICs together and all the shit that fucking runs them. And you can't figure out how to beat the goddamn their surveillance? Really? That's pretty fucking pathetic, I'd say. I'd say that you're fucking, you're just an excuse so that you don't have to fucking step up and do what you should have done a long fucking time ago. And that's take your goddamn fucking Bill of Rights, enforce the law of December 15, 1791. And you fucking know it. The new package includes four high mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS. And will allow Kiev to acquire up to 580 Phoenix ghost drones. Was that like our ghost drones? They got ghost drones. They can have ghost drones, but you can't have ghost guns. I don't think that's what goddamn Tenskot said. Said that we were supposed to have the majority of the fucking goddamn, I mean, we were supposed to have a superior firepower over any motherfucking government we allowed. Listen, we didn't even fucking allow, and this is a private fucking goddamn Blackwater fucking army, and ghost drones they can have, but ghost guns we can't, huh? It ain't nothing like you can do anything fucking about it. Both crucial weapons systems that have allowed the Ukrainians to stay in the fight for that new world order, because that's what this is fucking all about. Pick a fucking side and fucking stand your ground. Despite Russian artillery supremacy, according to John Kirby, the White House National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, the latest assistance also includes 36,000 rounds of artillery ammunition and additional ammunition for the HIMARS. And don't forget, all this time, every fucking week there are deliveries going to fucking goddamn Tel Aviv and fucking Haifa, you know, into fucking Israel. Because they have to fucking keep, we have to keep replenishing them. See, we're just the niggers working the goddamn fucking, the sweat jobs. It's your sweat that is creating the goddamn wealth to buy fucking weapons to kill fucking people, other people in other fucking places to take their fucking wealth to give to those fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers. You're nothing to them. You're just a fucking cog and man, they, if they could get it to where, right when you, when they're doing a cost, every year they do a cost risk analysis on you. And if the risk of you costing more was more than the risk, was the certainty of you fucking earning more money, for your straw man corporation, for that Chinaman that fucking owns you, they just put you down right there on the goddamn spot. They've taken all the fucking doctors away from every American national. Fuck, I ain't been to a doctor in four fucking years. Not even a cardiologist. But hey, man, I mean, this is part of your fucking communist utopia. This part of, and this is part of capitalism too, because this is fucking capitalism in fucking action. These motherfuckers are making mints. These motherfuckers are milking the last out of the goddamn land of milk and honey. And you're sitting there fucking, first day we fucking were doing, as I was telling you guys, to go down to your ports right now. You're watching your fucking raw resources. You're watching the wealth of your country. Leave. That's almost 12 fucking years ago. Every day, you know, I said it for the longest time, but that's where the wealth of your fucking country is. They're hauling it off and they're laughing in your fucking face because you got a fucking nice shiny gun. And you're afraid to use the son of a bitch. Ukrainian forces have used U.S. made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's largest and more heavily equipped forces. I don't believe that for one fucking minute. I think if fucking Russia wanted to take the Ukraine, it would have been taken about a couple of fucking weeks to take the whole fucking place. They'd drive straight for the fucking capital, take the motherfucker, and that'd be the end of it. And you wanted to cause problems, they fucking put their air force, they got enough fucking bombers to fucking blanket out the sun. They got enough fucking goddamn warships there, fucking with the aircraft carriers and what might have. Fucking bullshit. This is all fucking bullshit. They're firing one round and selling 200 fucking rounds. They're firing one round probably, I mean, just fucking back and forth just as a fucking joke. I mean, fuck you. Go away. We don't owe you shit. If we do, you show me where we fucking signed on that we owe you shit. Don't show me something that some motherfucking bureaucratic motherfucker without authority has signed that is destined for a rope for violation of our law. You show me something that I fucking signed or that any American national has fucking signed. And I mean an American national who knows who they fucking are and signed their correct name and their correct status. You won't fucking find it. The people of this fucking country have said no. And you said, fuck you. Fuck your goddamn Bill of Rights. Well, that Bill of Rights is going to fuck you, you son of a bitch. Russia can fire far more ammunition, but has sustained huge losses of troops and equipment as Ukrainian forces have been equipped with precision weapons from the U.S. and other Western allies. Did you do a background check on these motherfuckers, by the way? I mean, each and every son of a bitch is going to be out there that could fucking, you know, might shoot a kid or an old lady or a fucking young lady or a young man or, you know, shoot innocent fucking people. These people have been vetted, right? Like we get vetted when we go down to exercise our right when you can't even vet us. You can't even ask us a fucking question. But you check these motherfuckers out that you're giving missiles to, right? That'll fucking blow up a fucking block. You're checking these fuckers out, right? They pass background checks, right? No atrocities are going to be, not this time, not the 190,000 fucking time. No, there ain't no atrocities going to get committed this time. You phony fucking pricks, man. We'll find out what all that shit was left in Afghanistan. I wouldn't know how to look at the black market, but. I don't know if there really is shit pouring onto the black market or if this stuff is being strategically placed so they can call it, well, we have announced one day we have a new world order because they're writing legislations in this goddamn, cyber fucking world. They're calling the new world order. They're calling the one world government and they're fucking saying, well, the World Health Organization is going to have this authority to say, fuck your fucking Bill of Rights. We can do anything we want to. You want to bet? Come and fucking do it. You mouthy motherfuckers make me want to puke. Come and fucking do it. Then you can say you could do it. I mean, by the way that they talk about it, they're coming to get your guns. Are they really? And when you're going to, are you going to hand them to them? Well, hell no, I ain't going to hand them on a fight. I guess they ain't coming to get our guns then, are they? They're coming to get shot. Call it what it fucking is. Quit using their fucking terminology. CIA Director William Burns on Wednesday said the U.S. estimates roughly 15,000 Russian forces have been killed. Whatever. That death toll would be equivalent to the Soviet Union military losses in the 1980s war in Afghanistan, which lasted nearly a decade. To try to equalize the conflict, Ukraine has made ample use of Western-supplied technologies as to it defends its eastern lines. Ukraine has sought, has long sought more HIMARS launchers, which fire medium-range rockets and also can be quickly moved before Russia can target where you target empty truck. Oh, this shit they will feed us is annoying to it. Wednesday, Ukrainian forces reportedly used a HIMARS to hit a strategic bridge in the Russian-occupied southern zone of Kherson, I guess. One military expert told the Associated Press that the systems have, quote, hardly had any rest during the day or at night. U.S. Authorities also are providing Ukraine with more guided rockets known as Gilmers. The Pentagon continues to rule out sending longer range rockets that Ukraine could potentially use to strike deep into Russia. Yeah, I wouldn't fucking do that if I were you. That's a nod to the U.S. trying to manage the risk of Russia instigating a border war. Instigating fucking... You cocksuckers have been pushing there for how fucking long? You fucking... I mean, that was part of the old Soviet Union that broke up. That's their, you know, that's where their deep water ports are. That's where they have their... That's the breadbasket of the fucking Middle East. They're not NATO. We're under no... There's no goddamn agreement, defense agreements. You're just stepping in there because it's your goddamn... Well, nice little spot to have if you're a goddamn international gangster. Your hole... Is that your hole in the wall fucking Biden? And I mean Hunter. Because Joe Biden ain't got two goddamn fucking brain cells to rub together. No matter how they try to portray him. I mean, I love... Love it so much when he turns around and just, when he talks tough. Man, how cool would it be to be there and just bitch slap him? I mean, slap him right across the face and fucking so hard that he fucking dropped to the fucking ground and then he pissed all over himself and you had pictures of it. Because that's what he is. He is a nobody. He's a nothing. Hunter Biden's just a fucking perv, fucking weirdo, fucking cocksucker that could fucking, I mean, goddamn, who are these guys that are roughing us up here? You guys got any fucking goddamn balls? Are you going to take this shit? Are you going to do something about it? U.S. authorities are providing Ukraine with more guided rockets known as Gilmers. The Pentagon continues to rule out sending... Okay, we did that. That's a nod to the U.S. trying to manage the risk of war, the Russian... risk of Russia... instigating a border war. I don't get it. What are you fucking talking about? The U.S. has already sent 12 trucks mounted HIMARS to Ukraine. The United Kingdom has also provided 3 launchers of a difficult kind of, with GMLRS rockets as well. So you got that. There's your one little fucking ripoff. There's one of the fucking things lightening your fucking wallet as you go along, as you go, you gotta raise up to $20. It costs you, you got the $10 a day fucking raise. Of course, it costs you $20 more a day to live, but hey, you gotta fucking raise, man. These goddamn people think we're so fucking stupid they could sell us fucking snow up in Alaska. You go to hell, you son of a bitches. You know what? You're gonna know when we got what we want, cause you won't have it anymore. Democrats exploiting Uvalde to push complete ban of guns with FBI coming to your house and taking your fire. How many FBI do you think there are, people? How many people are there with fucking guns? This is so fucking stupid. I mean, Breitbart's of course going to step in and let these old fucking propagandists do as they goddamn well please. But how fucking stupid do you think that people are? And I mean, I know that fucking I tell myself not to ask that question all the fucking time because the answer is there is no end to the, but these are the stupid motherfuckers. I mean, it's like, an algorithm where, you know, if you weren't reading this fucking shit, you would laugh at it if somebody just told you this. But I mean, they print it out and they put it on the fucking, off, this here is Breitbart, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches. But they, you know, Breitbart and all these fucking people, and I, oh God, I'm supposed to shiver and fucking, and shake, and oh my God, Breitbart reporter. Fuck you, Breitbart, you fucking bunch of cunts. You fucking bunch of treasonous son of a bitches. You're gonna fucking hang anyway now, aren't ya? So just keep on letting these goddamn old fucking commies fucking write whatever they fucking want, because the fucking pen can write the fucking words, but it will be the sword that backs them up. And they better get with fucking doing it. We're gonna FBI come into your house and take you fucking, how many FBI you got that are ready to die? Right now. Right fucking now! Huh? Representative Stubbe, Republican Florida, told Breitbart News on Friday that the Protecting Our Children's Act, see, listen, it's like, I'm going to write down the Protecting Our Children's Act. So you wrote down on the people paper, what's a piece of paper. What gives it goddamn, what gives it legal status? What gives it legal status? Because you wrote it down there? Because, oh, well, I'm a legislator, and I wrote it down there. No, you're not a legislator. You're a member of an unlawful goddamn corporation operating in violation of the fucking highest laws of this land. You are a fucking traitor. You are fucking guilty of treason and sedition. You got a fucking rope in your future just for talking about this shit. You can't touch our fucking rights. We got the right to fucking kill you. You can't fucking enslave us. We won't let you. Stubbs told Breitbart News on Friday that the Protecting Our Kids Act, Democratic legislation to expand firearms restrictions. You can come restrict my fire. I'll restrict it with a fucking bullet through your fucking head. You ain't going to touch my fucking guns, you sons of bitches. That Bill of Rights hangs on my fucking wall and I'll defend it to the fucking death. Yours. I get you enough of y'all, get out of here, and I'll fucking keep on getting you until you get me or I'm fucking free. One or the two. That's got to be everybody's fucking attitude. I mean, the fucking balls of them to even say this to us. Let us on. You say this to me? Is that the whole thing, old propagandists? You think you say it? I mean, it's always been that way for them bastards. They say it over and over and over. Once they've said it enough times, well, yeah, that's just the way it is. Well, no, it ain't the fucking way it is. There's going to be somebody, there's the fucking trenches out here, and the people who have learned the fucking Bill of Rights is exploding. And they can read and write and know that you have no goddamn authority over them or their fucking property. That you are a goddamn rogue fucking occupation of this fucking country of Zionist fucking Jews, and your asses are in bad need of fucking hanging. You've declared war on the Bill of fucking Rights, people. Bill of Rights! You want to be a goddamn fucking rug-licking goddamn slave? Get down on your fucking knees and start licking rugs then. I will not be. I have the law in my fucking hand that says I can blow their fucking heads off. You might kill me, but I'll never be your fucking slave. Legislation to expand firearms restriction. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty, did you write something down on a piece of paper, buddy? Why don't you bring it over here and show it to me? It's part of a broader political campaign toward a, quote, complete ban of firearms? Man, that really just does not fit with the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of ratified by the jurisdictional authority of we the fucking people now, does it? In fact, just to say that, you son of a bitch, you should have already been put up against the wall and fucking shot. That is the foundation of our goddamn country. That is the law of this fucking land. And you motherfucker there, you're fucking advocating fucking overthrowing the law of this fucking land. That is called goddamn sedition. That puts your ass up against the fucking wall. That's called fucking conspiring people to uprise. Against the fucking government that they fucking created, through their own jurisdictional authority, you cannot fucking stand, because you can't do shit long as we got them guns, can ya? And you can't fucking take them. We'll threaten them with it. Hey, what do we do today, George? Oh, fucking propaganda. I don't know. I'm going to get this shit taken off my pants. But I'll tell you. Excuse me. We'll threaten them with the FBI. That should scare them. Fuck your, what's your, how many you got in your FBI? Huh? You got 40 fucking million of them? You got enough to come out, cause you're coming after about 100 million fucking people over 390 million square fucking miles. You got that many fucking FBI ready to die? Cause we ain't giving you shit. You come for it, you'll get it. You'll get the fucking business in, and we'll fight you to the fucking death. Yours or ours, and there's more of us. You fucking scum, you fucking traitors. The FBI was never supposed to be armed. You guys do know that, right? They just fucking just up and armed themselves one day. I've been watching all these things, you know, about the corrupt governments of the past, how they just, you know, how they came into being. They just fuck, I swear to God, every one of them. They just fucking took the scumbags that were fucking running the fucking place to begin with. Total fucking criminal, murdering, pedophilic fucking, pimp motherfuckers. And they just, we're getting statehood. Yeah, we've applied for it. There's going to be a lot of money rolling in here. Okay. Well, and that same bunch of people go sit down at the fucking table. Well, I'm going to be, mayor. I'm going to be, hey, wait a minute. Whoa. It's just like I tell you about how they did that fucking federal government. Who ran against George Washington for president? What was your choice in that matter? What none was there? Because you did not have representatives there. You never consented to that cock-sucking government. Or that cock-sucking pretend government. That cock-sucking proxy to sit there until 1871 when they could try to turn this into a corporation and us into their fucking property. With the fucking 14th Amendment in 1869. You really think that shit's going to fucking fly? We ain't paying this. You're paying it back to us, motherfuckers. Get that through your head. You go borrow my... I mean, anybody else... If someone borrowed money in my fucking name without me signing a piece of paper in the first place, it fucking wouldn't be worth the paper... wouldn't be worth the paper it wasn't written on. But I mean, just... Oh, I'm going to go borrow $270 million and give it to Ukraine in your name. No, you're not, motherfucker. You think I'm going to stand good for that? You're fucking wrong. In fact, you're going to stand good for it to me. For me, you fucking go hand money, any wealth of this country over to Ukraine. You're going to fucking be giving it back to me, son of a bitch. And you Ukrainian fucking scum can go right straight to hell. I really don't care what happens to you. Oh, where were we here? Oh, we got ready. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. I woke up in a Soho door where a policeman knew my name. He said, you can't go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away. I staggered back to the underground and the breeze blew back my hair. I remember throwing punches around and pages on my chair.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
the tool that keeps all men free.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and of course, that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. Man, this is goddamn sitting and just fucking just taking this shit. Our lives are fucking wasting away. You guys realize that? We're watching years pass, and we know fucking what we have to do. It ain't like we're trying to figure it out no goddamn more. Yes, sir.
I might have missed it, but you know that 20-year-old kid that 15 seconds took down that shooter at 40 yards, 8 shots at 40 yards, perfect on target.
Yep. I mean,
and he wasn't military, and he learned from his grandpa. He wasn't police.
Goddamn right. But they'll probably try to prosecute him for it, because I don't think he was, I think it was a concealed weapon without a permit.
Whatever.
Well, they probably will, dude. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I mean, this has got to be such fucking bullshit that it's incomprehensible. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I'm with you.
I mean, it's an I mean, God damn it, people. I mean, we outnumber these sons. We don't have to take. How they fucking, I remember them sleazing in, you know, and you're seeing more, and well, like, Clinton, we're getting 70,000 more fucking cops and all this fucking shit. You can't have no cops, son of a bitch. And, I mean, when the law was first broken and the people didn't step up and fucking shut them down, those are the people I want to have a little fucking talk with. Were you that dumb? Were you that fucking stupid, or do you think it was a good idea because it was something that you fucking wanted? It was a violation that allowed for something you wanted. It was for your own
mammon.
Mammon, you goddamn right. Mammon and theology. That's where all the violations come from. But you don't realize when you have something that's the only reason the Bill of Rights will absolutely work is because it is absolute. There are no exceptions. But right a fucking way, I mean, when we're talking about this, I mean, we're at war. Over our Bill of Rights, we're either going to have rights or we're going to be dead or we're going to be, you know, fucking goddamn slaves. That's all there is to it. You know what I mean? Right in the fucking middle of the fray. You got goddamn people that are just fucking handed. And they're even discussing it. I mean, they don't see the goddamn, I mean, they don't see what's around them. They don't see the whole world fucking going, God, I wish we hadn't got rid of our guns. They don't see Australia. They don't see New Zealand. They don't see the fucking, fucking France, all these places. They don't see them fucking, God, I wish we hadn't got rid, let them take our guns. Wish we hadn't let them take, I guess, been a better fight back then, huh? It's why did you do, I would like to ask you, why did you do that? Why did you knew what those son of a bitches were? You had history. You had books. Would y'all quit reading? and just decide to, well, it's okay for have a big, powerful government that's armed when the people aren't. That's fucking suicide is what that's called. Nothing short.
Yeah, but why would you let somebody saw off a shotgun?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. FBI coming to your house. You're going to come to every house on all 390 million. I mean, you'll set a president. You might come in and fucking terrorize a few people. But the next people are going to be waiting on your fucking ass, you cocksuckers. We'll see how many people want to be FBI. See what kind of trouble you have recruiting. You'll have fucking faggots and you'll have goddamn fucking transvestites. Bring them on. Because you're a bitch stomp your fucking ass you come near our guns. We're not fucking goddamn Aussies. We're not New Zealanders. We're not handing them fucking over. You're going to have to fucking take them in a fucking fight, and we're going to be trying to kill you every bit as hard as you're trying to kill us. Get it through your head.
20-year-olds trained by the grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. 20-year-old trained by the grandpa. How many shots you say? 4?
No, it was 8.
8 shots.
8 at 40 yards. 8 at 40, perfect. And, you know, the so-called expert cops and shit, they couldn't do it.
At 40 yards? Okay. Yeah. I guess it's a pretty low, it's a pretty low fucking standard, guys. You go out and start shooting, you see the distances they shoot, and they go, and you wonder why. I mean, I watched this one goddamn video, and it really happened. This fucking cop car pulls up behind this, like, Suburban, and fucking the guy jumps out, goes over to one side, the one cop did, and then he came back over the other side, and then the guy jumps out of the passenger side of the fucking Suburban. They stand there, I swear, they weren't 12 feet apart, and both of them emptied a fucking Glock and didn't fucking touch one another. It was a guy, and then the guy ran and got back in the Suburban, and they took off. But they stood there 20, I mean, goddamn, fuck, I could have threw the gun and knocked the guy in the head and went over there and beat him to death with it. I swear to God, they were that close. I sit there and go, how in the fuck is it possible to miss at that fucking kind of range? Nerves? Well, you'd have some pretty sorry-ass fucking nerves if you couldn't handle that.
Yeah, I'm a sawed-off shotgun person.
Very unforgiving weapon. Me personally, I like big guns. The bigger, the better. It's just, when you shoot something, I mean, they just keep on going. And they don't, don't know. Yeah. Anyways, Democrats exploited. Okay, that's what we're on here. Okay, he emphasized they want to end firearm ownership in this country. Get on it, motherfucker! You do it. I mean, you did it in fucking goddamn Australia, where it was built by God, but fucking ex-cons. I mean, well, cons that were brought there. It was a colonial prison fucking colony. And those bad, I always thought the Aussies were so fucking bad. You ain't bad. You let them take your gun, a bunch of fucking socialists take your fucking guns. You ain't fucking bad. I mean, that was a cowardly fucking act. Although they had a Sandy Hook over there too. Some retard made shots that were fucking unbelievable. You know, and you could tell it was just, I mean, and it was called Sandy Hook too. And I mean, if they think that they can just play these fucking games with us, man. Keep playing, motherfucker. When we start shooting, we're not going to be aiming low. We're not going to be aiming high. We're going to aim for right for your fucking face. We're going to blow your goddamn heads right off your fucking shoulders. And it ain't going to, I mean, we're going to fucking come at you hard. You want to fucking fight? You'll get a goddamn fight like you ain't never fucking believed possible. But of course, probably Ukraine will be over there. The Khazarians will be sending, to the police, you know, Blackwater USA in this country, they'll be sending them Stinger missiles and stuff and backing them up because that's the new headquarters for the fucking Khazarian fucking Jew fucking empire. And it's also the place where the Biden gang operates out of. Take 100, I mean, goddamn, all this money, people, fucking what happened to us? We're just sitting here watching them fucking, they tell everybody, well, they're actually telling us. Well, yeah, we're going to take 126 million more over here for our buddies. Yeah, fuck you and fuck Ukraine. Who are you? Why are you doing representing Ukraine in my goddamn fucking United States of America that belongs to me? You son of a bitch. You do not work for me. You were appointed. You were not fucking goddamn elected. You were fucking appointed by the fucking elitist corporate fucking goddamn political parties. Political, that's Republican Incorporated. INC. That's Democratic Incorporated. INC. Go ahead.
It bothers me. They keep calling them officers. They're not officers.
No. They're not fucking officers. They have no fucking authority. That what they are is criminals. They should be fucking arrested immediately. And they should be fucking tried immediately, and they should be put up against the fucking wall immediately. There's I mean, this whole thing with this coronavirus doesn't exist, coronavirus doesn't exist, coronavirus doesn't exist, was a fucking to see how far they could push. I mean, I'm going to dictate today that you're going to stay in your house. Fuck you. You got a court order? Even go ahead.
Hey,
oh, they got the monkey pox.
Yeah, now they got the monkey pox. Somebody else is trying to get in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're butting heads. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, the FBI, the video on the net shows the FBI going to a guy's house because he brought more than two guns at a time. Uh-huh. And they were like, just let us see them. Just want to make sure you got them and they're here. The stupid ass actually showed them his guns. But the FBI are going around actually asking to look at people's guns if they bought more than two at a time.
They can look at mine. And look at the fucking barrel.
I bet you, yeah. Hell yeah.
Goddamn right. And I'm telling you, all you better fucking believe it, and you better be ready to do it.
I bought seven at a time, so they call me a straw man or some shit.
Are you did you show them you weren't made of straw?
That's the first time I'd heard it. Huh?
No, that's part of their fucking system. They can go suck each other. See, that's like the whole industry, the gun industry, Winchester, Remington, Federal, all these motherfuckers. They're all fucking goddamn, they're agents of the government. They're working on anybody who fucking works under license, you're a goddamn agent of the government, whether you realize it or not. You are an agent of the fucking criminal government. You are eligible for a fucking bullet and a wall. Plain and simple, you have committed high treason by joining with these motherfuckers.
Huh. All the airlines, all forms of transportation, everybody's government contractors, how they get away with all that.
You goddamn right. They think they do. Everyone who has violated somebody's rights under the guise that, oh, I have a license and so I can fucking violate your rights, you're going to find out that license, well, that's your death warrant. You cannot license fucking treason. You cannot license sedition to do so. And the son of a bitch is on their oversight committees. Everyone, you've got to know you're going to fucking hang. You with the thing like
yeah, I flew a domestic flight from Houston to New Orleans and just a driver's license. And I never seen them. They roughed me up. I mean, I was kind of going along with it at first. Wow, man, they really. I mean, they just raped me for
they're desperate.
Several minutes. After I went through their damn x-ray machine, I was in a hurry, so I just allowed it. Uh-huh. And then they said, we told you to empty your pockets. I did. I sit here, and I pulled it out in a little tiny tissue piece of paper, like a spitball size,
uh-huh.
Fell out. And they said, you see? I told you. Your pockets, we told you to empty your pockets. A piece of paper.
Oh.
They said that was their... Why they did it, because of that little piece of paper.
Well, because of that little piece of paper, I guess maybe, you know, 300 or 400 yards, you pop one of them in the fucking head over fucking with you over a little fucking piece of paper.
Yeah, later I told that little kid, he wasn't even 18, I bet, and was feeling me up. And man, he's just like, I said, I wouldn't do your job for $1 million. You're just, you know, you're violating everything about this country. Anyway, he didn't. They don't listen. You just him and a supervisor standing there, so they,
yeah.
You know, they want him to bring me. They want to bring me in the back room, give me a private feel down, and then no, I'll take my pants off right here. If that's what you want, but I'm not going back there.
Scum! What were you going to? Airport?
But maybe because, yeah, just the main airport for United. The big, I went through B terminal, and I think part of it because they didn't have anybody in line. You know, I just walked right in. There's nobody in the security line. And so, you know, they probably didn't have nothing else to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, everything they've done through TSA is fucking unlawful. They have committed treason and sedition. Every one of them has, and they've done it.
Yeah, and all their pay is stolen money. They don't have my authorization, for one thing. You know, most people don't fly. They're just stealing money from everybody else.
Shouldn't, goddamn right.
The whole son of a bitch, not only what they're doing, but what they're stealing money. They're all criminals. They'd be hung.
In seconds, because they have no, like you said, they have no authority to search you. They have no, did they show you a warrant from a common law court with your name on it?
I didn't want to, you know, encourage them. Because I was in a hurry. My son was waiting on me when I got there late, and I was trying to save a dollar, so.
Yeah.
I parked like a mile away, and I run to the rent car shuttle.
Uh-huh.
I park where it's free, and then I catch the rent car shuttle, so I don't have to pay any parking. And so, anyway, that was part of the. I was pretty sweaty and and in a hurry. So you know, I guess
you look like a nervous.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Nervous terrorist. I mean, he's going to blow himself up any second.
Well, if they only knew the truth, yeah.
That would
I didn't want to go there.
That would make a feller sweat. Oh, man.
But I've done that a million times. I've been everywhere United flies many times, and this is the first time they've ever... Same things have gotten worse.
Well, you talked about the guy who said it, you know, and the little punk that was with him. It just seemed to be indifferent to it. And they wouldn't be indifferent to it if they were getting shot at everywhere they fucking went. I mean, if people were coming to fucking settle the fucking score to arrest them, you're going to defy arrest. Boom! You son of a bitch! Yeah, violated the law.
Yeah, try to reason. I say, look, you know, there's a million people starving to death and a million dying from cancer every year. And you know, you can't be a doctor. You could at least be a farmer. You ain't doing nothing here.
Exactly, man. Do something. The whole thing was set up to fucking get you used to somebody reaching their pocket. If somebody do that, think about what before this whole TSA shit began.
Yeah.
If somebody walked up and fucking start feeling up on you, you fucking knock them out. I mean, I'd figure a fucking perv. Boom, down you go, buddy. Son of a bitch.
Well, I was thinking that if I kind of went along with it, you know, and didn't start no trouble and spout the fourth and ninth article like I usually do, that, you know, I'd get away with it. But no.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I'm spring loaded for next time.
All righty, then.
I hadn't flown in more than 2 years, so, you know, it just. Totally different.
I'll never fly again commercially. I'll never fly
again.
I fly
for free. I sure wouldn't pay. You know, my flight benefit from United.
I'll fly for free, but I will not fly fucking commercial.
Yeah. And I tell them, you know, I have my own airplane, but my requirement, everybody flies on my plane has to be armed.
That's
to
it.
The plane flies just fine. The plane flies just fine with pistols and rifles and shotguns. It doesn't hurt nothing.
They
look at you like, really? Yeah.
Wow.
It's just like you drive a car without insurance. It doesn't stop.
Blow up going down
the
road. It's
just fine. People like, they can't imagine driving a car without insurance.
I know it.
Yeah. Hell, things, you know, people drive much safer without insurance. I don't care if a person's got insurance. I want them to pay for me personally what... Their damage is not. I want it to come out of their pocket, not the insurance.
In a sick way, you want to see it go forward. It has to go forward for people and for these hard-headed, goofy son of a bitches to realize that their stomach's going to have to growl. They're going to have to see their children go. You people that are armed to the fucking teeth, you're the largest army on planet Earth, and you're going to have to want your kids to go hungry before you can get up the moxie to fucking fire a fucking round. That's what I believe now. That's what I'm seeing now. I mean, you fucking,
it's
you
coming.
Exactly. But it's going to happen because they will not stop. But the bottom line is, I see that's your goddamn line in the sand. And, you know, when they're coming for your fucking family, you won't meet them. I mean, we didn't meet them at the fucking border. They're here and getting fucking goddamn food stamps. Every fucking thing you can imagine, a recolonization force, that's to replace your ass because you won't work for $2 an hour.
Well, you know, the richest city in Mexico is Monterey.
Yep.
And they have no running water, none. They haven't had it in months. They're coming north to get water.
Yeah. Well, bottom line is, all of it that we see, is it's all going to come crashing down around you. And there's going to be the point where you're going to say, either I'm going to watch them rape my child, or I'm going to fucking balls up and I'm going to shoot the son of a bitch. And then once I start shooting, I might as well keep on a shooting, because once you pull that trigger, you're free. You're free until this is over or until you're dead. And you make it until it's over, you're like Samuel Whittemore. You fucking saw, you fought, you killed the bastards, and you got to see the end of it, even at 80-some fucking years old.
80, yeah. It's like, and you know, to watch the news, you think it's really bad in Texas, but more than 90% of the lakes are overflowing with water. They're full. Just look.
Well, boy, it's dry here, man. I mean,
I know. I just recently learned that. I looked it up. The lakes are full. I don't know what.
We've got huge lakes that, I mean, have been.
I'm saying the west part of the country is terrible, but Texas is. You look, there's 100 lakes, and they're all full except one or two, like around Austin.
Yeah, Texas is in a unique position, man, right? Square in the middle.
Yeah, they're coming from Mexico, but they measure in acre feet. Like, it's just an acre foot per person here or something. There's plenty of water. Come on down. I got a place for you.
All righty. If I get too thirsty, I'll be there. At any rate, this will be enough for today. We'll be back on it tomorrow. There'll be a new outrage, I promise. And until then, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And fucking goddamn it, just fucking do it, guys. Let's get this shit over with. What do you say? That is The Word from the Trenches.
Hey,
yes, sir.